We're going to talk about Kedushas Teva Shviz. There's laws. We're allowed to eat the fruits that grew on the Shviz in Eretz Yisrael, in the Shemitah year. But there's certain laws. How do we act? How do we relate to that? How do we act with the fruits? You can't just do whatever you want. So we'll say this. First of all, which fruits have Kedushas Shviz? Shall we close the window? Which fruit have Kedushas Shviz? Kedushat Perot Shviz chala rak beperot shegadlu be'eretz Yisrael bekarka shel Yehudi. Kedusha, holiness, right, on the fruit of Shemitah, they're only on fruit that grew in Eretz Yisrael on Shemitah year, on a land that belongs to a Jew. On land that belongs to a Jew. אבל פירות שגדלו בקרקע של בעלות גמורה של גוי אין נוגד בהם קדושת שביעית. But fruit that grew in a land that belongs completely to a goy, 100%, it only belongs to the goy, not to a Jew, not also to a Jew, just to a goy. The fruit that grow there do not have any kedusha of shviz. That's why, that's the holy thing. If you sell your land for the Shemitah year, just for that year, to a goy, completely sell it to a goy, then it belongs to the goy for that year, and then you let out the fruit. Now the Chazon Ish, he's the only one who argues on this, and he says, no, any fruit that grows in Eretz Yisrael on the Shemitah year has Kedushas Shviz, regardless of who owns the land. But Lamaisa, we don't pass them like that, like the Chazon Ish. Some people do, and they want more. In Yerushalayim, definitely not. We don't paskin like that. We paskin that fruit have Kedushas Shviz only if they grew in Eretz Yisrael on the land that a Jew owns. But if they grew in Eretz Yisrael on a land that a goy owns completely, even if you sold your land just for that year to a goy, the fruit do not have Kedushas Shviz. Is that clear? Yes?
Yes.
עדה אמינה כדעת הבית יוסף שפירות גוי אין בהם קדושת שביעית. לכן, אם מרחם ישראל, אומרים לנו את רוצה להיזהר בשביל שביעית יוסף, מרחם ישראל גרבית. So, if a Jew did, even if a guy owns the land, it's a Jew did the gathering of the fruit and everything, the gathering of the fruit, so then you will have to do Turmas and Maisas to those fruits. A land that belongs to a goy. Even if you sold it to a goy. And the Jew did the gathering and he's doing the selling now. So you have to do Turmas and Maisas from that. Why? It's not Peros of Hefkel. And you don't, there's no Kedusha of Shviz. Those who hold that Chazon Ish, they don't have to do Turmas and Maisas on this fruit. And there is Kedusha of Shviz on that.
So there's a difference of opinion.
Yeah, most people we don't pass my Chazon Ish in this. At least in Yerushalayim not.
We don't always take Shemitah.
Shemitah fruit we don't. Hefker we don't. Like we said, if you go to the field, it doesn't belong to anyone. In the scooter, you don't do maaser from that. Only with stuff that you own.
Do we give maaser on what the goy owns?
If the Jew does the gathering, yes.
What kind of maaser do you
do? Maaser ani. On the Shemitah year, we give maaser ani. אין קניין לגוי בקרקע שגוזל מיהודים בארץ ישראל. If a goy stole land from a Jew, so then he doesn't own that land. Therefore, when you're talking about a land of a goy, he has to have a shtar. It's called a tabo in Eretz Yisrael. It has to be registered as his. It's registered as his. Then it's called land of a goy. It's not registered. He's just working that land, it's not registered as his. He probably stole it. He stole it. It does have Kedushas Shviz.
still belongs to the Jew.
What?
The land still belongs to the Jew.
If he sold it, yes. That's
but there's huge areas of Jewish National Fund land that's been stolen.
What's a Jewish National?
Okay, Jews bought it.
A Jew, it says?
Jews bought it 200 years ago in the 1800s.
Yeah.
And it was stolen by the Arabs.
Stolen so that you don't have a document, right? If it's stolen, they do not have a document. The person who bought it, even if it's 500 years ago, there's documents for buying in the Turks.
Right.
Can you please shut the door, Akiva? Overash. I know, I didn't say you opened it. I just asked you to close it.
It's called a
taboo. Taboo, yeah.
So where do we know where the fruits are coming from?
When you buy them in the store, it has a heksha, like we said. The heksha tells you where it came from.
Okay.
Yep. Now, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu paskins, it's his psak, a lot of people don't paskin like this. Ovadiyad. As far as I know, I think he does not pass like this. That I'm pretty sure he does not. Now, the Eliyahu paskins that fruits and vegetables that were grown in Heta Mechira, which means the land was sold to a goy, sold in the Tavu, it's written that it's sold to a goy. Yeah? Even though, according to the Shayyosef, it doesn't have any Dusha of Shviz, and Yondu Meister, Rav Eliyahu paskins Lechumra. And the chatchila, you should keep it in kedusha shvi'is. We'll learn what that means. You have to treat it as if it has kedusha shvi'is, even though it's from heta mechira, meaning land that belongs to it. Right? You should treat it as if it has kedusha shvi'is. The chumra. If you didn't, you're fine. But the chatchila, if you bought heta mechira fruit and vegetables on shmita, treat it as if it has kedusha shvi'is. And soon we're going to see what does that mean. It has dusha. What does that mean? That it has dusha.
So the fruit growing in Eretz Yisrael, regardless, I mean, there are some Hasidim who don't fall by the state of Israel, the being of Israel, but that doesn't count when it comes to the fruit. Right? That's a whole different.
Of course, yeah.
What?
Also, it doesn't count by registering land. Registering land. You register the land. Yeah. We're saying now halacha. Okay, I'll tell you halacha. If you have heter mechira fruit and vegetables, you go to a store and it says in the store the fruits and vegetables in this place are heter mechira. That's their status. Yeah, and you decide you want to buy it. Okay, according to the Beis Yosef, according to simple halacha. You act to it, you treat it as if it's regular fruit of every year. Meaning there's no kedusha in it. Mordechai Eliyahu says that the chatchila, you should treat it as if it's shviz fruit, which we're going to see soon what that means. Okay? You got halacha now? That's halacha down to us. Understand, Yaakov?
So if you're at the shuk, you have to be really careful of looking for.
I'm not saying it's good or not good. I just told you.
I'm giving you an example.
If you, wherever you are, you know, like here, you could be in
Tel Aviv.
If it says heter mechira, you don't have to treat it with kedusha shviz. And according to Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, lechatchila you should treat it with kedusha shviz. Okay? Want to repeat that so I know you got it clear?
Yep.
So say, what did I just say?
You should treat it as.
What is it?
Heter
mechira.
Yeah. Even though it doesn't have kedusha shvi'is, you should.
According to Rav Eliyahu, lechatchila, you should treat it as if it has kedusha shvi'is. Okay? Things that grow bugless. there's no kedusha shvi'is in them. Why? Because the way they grow them separated from the land. They put stuff on the bottom and disconnect them from the land. And then, as we learned before, it doesn't have any kedusha shvi'is unless it says on it. There's no kedusha shvi'is in Ola. Okay? Ola does not have kedusha shvi'is. Anyways, can't use Ola. Okay. Fine, so we learned this. Now, this, when does this kedusha shvi'is, soon when you see what that means, but when does it begin? When does it begin? When does this fruit can see this, that it has kedusha shvi'is? Rosh Hashanah l'peirot ha'ilan l'gabei shvi'it hu Aleph Tishrei, ולכן פירות שחוטים מאלף תשרי זה רק פרי האבוקדו נרגים בו דיני שביעית ומצאו מתרומות ומעשרות. Even though everyone knows that Rosh Hashanah for the trees is Tu Bishvat, but not regarding Shemitah. Regarding Shemitah, Rosh Hashanah for the tree is considered Aleph Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah. What does that mean? If the fruit, what do you call it? When the flower falls, you start seeing the
budding
blossoms.
If the fruit budded. It's budded before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah year. It doesn't have any kedusha shvi'is. If it budded after the Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year, it does have kedusha shvi'is. If it budded before Rosh Hashanah of the end of the Shemitah year, it has kedusha shvi'is, even though it grew in the eighth year. If it budded after the Shemitah year, it doesn't have any kedusha shvi'is. It goes by the budding and by Aleph Tishrei. Okay? That's how fruit works. Okay? I just said, even though the fruit, regarding how old the tree is, it goes by Tu Bishvat, regarding Shemitah, it goes by the budding of the Rosh Hashanah. Is before Rosh Hashanah?
After
Rosh Hashanah. No idea, that's halacha. Where does it bring it from?
Does that mean, like, let's say.
It's from the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Daf
Tetzvav. Let's say I have three apple orchards.
Okay.
Okay. One apple orchard buds in at Rosh Hashanah, one buds 1 month later, and one buds 1 month after that. So I treat each orchard differently, right?
Right. Not orchard, each fruit from the orchard. Not the orchard, you treat them as shvi'is. You water them only the minimum, you can't prune, all the things that we learned that you can't do. The fruits that budded after Rosh Hashanah have kedusha shvi'is. Meaning, we'll see soon what that means. Kedusha of shvi'is.
Anytime after Rosh Hashanah.
Okay. Between that Rosh Hashanah and that Rosh Hashanah.
If they bud before, it's okay.
And then it grew, even though it grew completely during that year, during the Shemitah year, it has no kedusha. You take it, you can sell it, you can eat it, you can put it in the garbage, whatever you want to do. What is that considered the budding? When is that? So he says there.
So this is going to change its label.
Like we said, when the flowers fall and you start seeing the beginning of the fruit. When you start at the beginning of the food, that's considered budding. If that happened before Rosh Hashanah, so it doesn't have kedusha shvi'is, even though the whole food grew after Rosh Hashanah. If it happened after Rosh Hashanah, even if it happened before the end of the Shemitah year, even though it grew at the eighth year, it still has kedusha shvi'is. Okay? The citric fruit of the eighth year will have kedusha shvi'is. The citric fruit of this, if coming up next year, we don't have any kedusha shvi'is. Why? Because they're budding now. They're budding now. Now already they're budded already. And they'll be ready soon in the winter, right? It doesn't have any kedusha shvi'is, even though it's Shemitah year. That's by fruit. Vegetables, we go by the picking. Only by the picking. Okay? When you picked it. If you picked it after Rosh Hashanah, as the Rosh Hashanah, if you picked it before Rosh Hashanah, I have no Rosh Hashanah. Very simple.
So it's the same thing with like potatoes.
All vegetables, not trees. Now, zeitim, anavim, tvua, vekitniyot, olives, grapes, tvua is like wheat, stuff like that, wheat, barley, stuff like that,
grains,
and kitniyot, legumes, yeah? Legumes, these four things, they're different. שליש הראשון של הגידול הוא שגידול של גידול בפית Where are they? What? Where are we up to in the year when it's the third of its growth? The third of its growth. If the third of its growth happened before the Shemitah year, so then it doesn't happen in the Shemitah. If the third of its growth happened within the Shemitah year, yeah, then it has Dusha Shvi'is, or at the end of the year, the third of the growth happened in Shemitah year, even though it grew at the eighth year, it's still like Dusha Shvi'is. For example, Zeitim, olives, that will grow seventh year, will only have Dusha Shvi'is. Olives that grow at the eighth year have Dusha Shvi'is. Just don't forget. Olives, a lot of them are canned. Canned, you have to check if it's at the mechira, if it's otzal bezin, or whatever it is. Yeah, if it's yivu nochi, canned is very important. Even a year, two, three, four, 5 years later, you have to still check what it is and how to treat it. Okay? All of it. Now, Esrog and citric. Eslag, we go lechuma, strict in every way. What does that mean? If the budding came after Shemitah year, even if you picked it 4 years later, right? You know, we know you can stay on the tree, that's Dusha Shvi'is. And also, if you picked it during Shemitah year, also that's Dusha Shvi'is. Even if it's budded 10 years before. Eslag, we go lechuma completely. You go also by the budding and also by the picking. You picked it during Shemitah, regardless of when the budding was, you picked it after, if the budding was during Shemitah year, regardless of when you picked it, it's still has Dusha Shvi'is. Okay, that's an Eslag. Lemons are problematic also. Also, they can stand in a year all the time. They have a few types of growth. Citric fruit, some of them are like that. You have to follow to see what the hechshers are. So, now we've...
You know, something like the lemon that you just mentioned, I have never seen anywhere that is a hechsher lemon.
No, never. Every lemon you buy in this country has a hechsher.
Really?
Yeah. Every fruit and vegetable you want. A cucumber, you saw any action?
No.
You didn't look.
It's
not labeled.
It's on the wall. Like
it's on the wall. It's not labeled on the cucumber. Everywhere.
It's on the wall.
Where you shop? Where do you shop? I promise you, and I'll swear if I can't chas v'shalom. I promise you that they have the hechsher. I have no doubt about it. Go to the store and ask him, where's the thing? He'll show you. He'll tell you where
the store has the hechsher. I haven't seen it private.
I'm sure they have.
Ask him,
he'll show you.
It's supposed to be hanging publicly.
It's
according to law.
It's normally like next to the lettuce.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. I'm just saying I've never seen it.
What it is a sheet, and it gives today's date. Because they
have to have
my
day,
job.
Exactly.
That's how the dates, yeah.
The day's date on.
It'll give you the organization.
Ask. Ask, you'll see.
Maybe it's in front office.
Usually they have it hanging either on the entrance to the store or near the fruits and vegetables. Especially if it's a store that sells also meat and also other things, they'll have a general one for the whole store. A lot of that. I promise you they have. Go, and I want you to go and ask and come back and say, yeah, yes, they showed it to me. Okay, I want you to go and ask.
Even,
don't be shy.
Even things like co-op shop.
All these stores.
There's a law. It has to be displayed.
If it's closed on Shabbos, as if. And if not, it's closed on Shabbos.
And they have it for sure, too. But there they just have one big sign, right?
Yeah.
That says Mahadran or whatever.
Yeah.
And so. That I've seen everywhere. They don't have to have one each item. They used to have a general one.
That's what they have. A general one on the fruits and vegetables. Or a general one on the whole store.
It should be visible.
It should be visible.
Especially in the shop.
So, klalei shimush peirot shviyot. Fine, we learned which fruit to have kedusha shviyot. Now we're going to learn, fine, what does that mean that it has kedusha shviyot? Fine, I have an apple tree that budded during the Shemitah year, now, or I have cucumbers that grew during the Shemitah year, now it has kedusha shviyot. What do I do with it? How do I treat it? Or I bought fruits in the otzal basin, which has kedusha shviyot, or I bought hefta mechira and I'm machmir like the Chazon Ish, and I want to treat it as kedusha shviyot. So what do I do? So first of all, the first law is perot shviyot nitnu la'achina al menat lehenot mehem ve'lo la'afsidam she'nemar v'ayta shavat ha'aretz lachem le'ochla ve'kiblu chazal le'ochla v'lo lehfsed. The first thing is that the fruit of the tree are for us to benefit for them and not to destroy them. We have to eat them. We have to eat the fruit. We can't make them to a medicine that will destroy them. We can't crush them. We can't all kinds of things that we'll see that you can't do them. You can't give it to your dog to eat or to your whatever you eat, your chickens.
Can you? Okay, you have apples. Can you turn it into apple juice or a smoothie?
We'll see in a second. There's a problem.
Then you can give it to your animal. You're benefiting.
No, you can't give it to the animal if it's fit for humans to eat. You cannot give it to animals. Only the peels and stuff. We'll see in a second. You could do with fruit and shviyot whatever people are used to doing with them. We'll see soon. We'll go more detail on that. What does that mean? Meaning, for example, if there's oil that everyone uses, it's shemitah oil that everyone uses the shmir on the body, not to eat. Fine, you got to do that in shemitah. If it's everyone eats it, you have to eat it. Whatever people do, that's what you have to do with the fruit. We'll see more details about it. People usually drink this, so you drink it. For example, lemon. No one eats lemons. Most people don't eat lemon. What do you do with lemon? You squeeze and use the juice. So that's what you do with the lemon.
Or put in tea or put in one fish.
But you usually squeeze it. That's most people have to do. So that we'll see some more details.
Also, the peel is very helpful too.
Yeah, and it goes by what most people do. Okay, that's the rule. It goes by what most people do. What does that mean? We'll see now. אין לשנות מדרך שימושה מרגיש של הפירות משום שאין לשנות בריאתם. לכן פירות וירקות שאין להגיד לך חיים אין ברושלים. אין לך חיים. So fruits and vegetables that people eat them only cooked. You must eat them cooked and you're not allowed to eat them raw. For example, potatoes. Potatoes, you can't eat them raw, right? Everyone eats them cooked. So you have to eat them. Beets. Even though you could eat them raw, most people eat them cooked. You can't eat them raw and then the Shemitah year. And things that people eat raw, for example, cucumbers, for example, watermelon, people eat them raw. Right? Apples, you could say people bake them. Yeah, so you're allowed to bake them. Right? Baked apples. But avatiyah, watermelon, people don't bake them. I don't know why, but they don't. So you're not allowed to do stuff like that to the watermelon.
Yeah, you can freeze it.
Freeze it?
Yeah.
And then eat it?
Yeah.
With the vodka in it?
No.
No, so without the vodka, you're not allowed. Only with the... No.
No, my daughter's freezing watermelon and then putting it into a smoothie.
What's a smoothie? Yeah? Many people do that. You're allowed to do that. I don't know what that is, but fine.
A smoothie is like, you can do that. You can take anything and freeze it.
What's a smoothie? Crush
it's it? A blender.
And it's cold.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Real good.
Things which are used also cooked and also raw, you can do that. Yeah, like apples, like carrots, things that you can do both ways, you do that. Things regarding pickling. Things that people pickle. You're allowed to pickle. Things that people usually do not pickle, you're not allowed to pickle them.
Now, what about commercial products like bottled apple juice or bottled pomegranate juice, or things like that?
What about them?
I assume that it would need a good picture.
Yeah, well, soon we're going to talk about the juicing, okay? Soon we'll talk about juicing, by the way. If someone sees a field of someone and he wrote Hefker and no one's coming to pick the fruit, and if you know that if you don't do something like this, no one will eat it. I'll give you an example. A lot of times, the guy in Amakolet, near my house, he sells only, most people that buy there is Americans, young American couple. And if it doesn't look nice, the fruit, they don't buy it. So it's garbage in his eyes. So he gives it to me, to my wife, to other families that don't care. But really, it's hard to eat it like that. So off, it's this and that. So no one's going to eat it. Let's say it's Kedushas Shvi'is. For example, plums and stuff like that. So my wife takes and cooks it. And makes either jam out of it or compote out of it, whatever it is. Okay? If it's Shemitah fruit, you're allowed to do that. If it's fruit that no one's going to eat, it's going to go bad. And it's the only way that it would be consumed. If you do process it, then you'll be allowed to process it, even though usually you don't process these things. So, you get it?
Well, for canning, normally...
they use the stuff which are not going to be sold, right?
Right.
It's true. You're allowed to crush fruit of shvit completely. Smoothing, you called it?
Mm-hmm.
You're allowed to. If that's the way that people do it, yeah. My wife makes orange soup. It's all crushed. What? You're allowed to do that. That's the way you make the soup. What do you want? It's a normal way. You're allowed to make juice, carrot juice, out of Tevel Shvi'is carrots. But, again, you can't throw the stuff in the garbage. The remains?
Right, but normally...
The pulp? You can't throw it in the garbage.
No, you mix it in.
If you don't want to mix it in.
going to mix it in.
If you grated the carrots now of Shemitah, and there's some carrots left on the grater, you'll have to wash it into the sink. It's not considered like real fruit. You know the stuff left on it. All we're talking about is fruit that have Kedushas Shviis, vegetables that have Kedushas Shviis. And if someone's machmir, if he buys it at the mechira, also you should treat it with Kedushas Shviis, like Mordechai Yosef. You'll have to crush nuts and almonds of Kedushas Shviis if you want to make for a cake. That's the normal way to do it. Okay? For example, tchina. Tchina also crushed sesame. Fruit, which usually people make juice out of, you're allowed to make juice out of them. Tafuzim, limonim, gezel, gvaniyot. But things that people usually do not make juice out of them, for example, zucchini, most people do not make juice out of them. Or cucumber juice, even though you could do it for medical reasons and stuff. And Shemitah year, you cannot do it. Only things which are normal to do it. Even tomatoes you can do, because people do it.
What about pomegranates?
Of course you can make juice out of
it. You have a whole industry with that.
Of course. Mangoes, all these things. And baya. You want to learn here with us, Akasha?
No.
You're allowed to freeze Peyo Shviis if they don't get destroyed. You're allowed to dry them, you're allowed to put them in cans, you're allowed to do that. If that's the way you do it, then buy it. Tomorrow we're going to learn about Pach Shemitah. Here, Rav Eliyahu, Rav Shai, Gar Le'eter Mechira, he wrote that he was going to know about Kedushas Shviis, you know?
No, I don't know.
אבל אחרי הבית יוסף מה פתאום? הוא גם אומר את זה. אין ביתר מכירה את זה שלי. זה קרקע שנמכרה לגוי ורשום בטאבו, וככה עושים היום יותר מכירה, אז אין בזה את זה שלי. אבל אני לא מבין את זה מכתחילה כדאי להחמיר אותו.